Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We'd reach out to somebody who knows him, somebody who's an expert. That is Jim Nagy, who is the NFL draft analyst and the Senior Bowl guy who actually got a chance to really spend some time with Hayden Hurst a couple of years ago and could kind of fill in some of the blanks about this new tight end for us. And we welcome him into the show on the WaveForward.com hotline. Morning, Jim.
Morning, John. Morning, Hugh.
Good morning. Good morning. So, Jim, what can you tell us about Hayden Hurst? Is he an upgrade from Austin Hooper? And if he is, then why is that?
Yeah, I actually think he is. Austin was a really good player there in Atlanta in the past game. You can't take that away from him at all. He did a lot of good things. He's a good player. So I'm not saying this to throw any stones at Austin Hooper. I'm glad he got what he got in Cleveland. But just in terms of being a guy that can stay on the field and do more things, I think Hayden Hurst brings more to the table. Working in the NFL, like I did for a long time, those tight ends coaches are scared to death of tight ends that can only really do one thing, because it, Hugh, as you know, it makes you really predictable on offense. And you know, Hayden Hurst is a guy he can put his hand in the dirt. He's really rugged, brings a lot more ruggedness to the position than Austin Hooper did. And he actually has a lot more in, you know, as a receiver than he was able to show in Baltimore. He was a first-round pick. He got hurt right out of the gate. And it really allowed Mark Andrews, who was their fourth-round pick the same year, to really develop that chemistry with Lamar Jackson. And Mark Andrews has done a great job himself. So I think Hayden, there's a lot left out in front of Hayden. I know I talked to a couple guys in the building in Atlanta yesterday. On the offensive side of the ball, they're really excited about what he can bring. Definite upgrade in the run game. Definite big upgrade in the run game. And I think you're going to see similar production in the pass game now that Hayden's in Atlanta.
Jim Nagy is the executive director of the Senior Bowl and an NFL draft analyst. Is Hayden Hurst, one of the things that Austin Hooper did bring to this team was a downfield threat from the tight end position. He was able to have a number of explosive plays downfield. Can Hurst do that too?
Yeah, I mean, his game is probably more intermediate, but he runs well enough. He's really a good athlete. You know, he was a baseball player coming out of high school. You know, I was with the Seahawks when Hayden came out and spent a lot of time scouting him. He's got incredible hands. The guy does not drop the ball from the tight end position. Has the best hands of anyone I've scouted in a long time. Really can catch it. So, you know, downfield threat, yeah, they could scheme him on some seam stuff. He's not a slug by any means. I'm trying to think of the 40 times like what Hooper ran coming out. I can't remember. I know Hayden was in the 4.7s, like low 4.7s, high 4.6s. But the other thing Hayden really brings to that Falcons team is he's going to be a glue guy in that locker room. That's the thing that really got me convicted about Hayden when he was coming out of South Carolina. I have a lot of friends on that staff, know a lot of those guys really well, and they love Hayden Hurst, man. They love him. He connects with all different kinds of people on your football team. You can see that when you go out to practice at South Carolina, you just saw how guys kind of gravitated to Hayden. So not only is he going to be a good player on the field, he's going to be a great guy in their locker room to build around. Definitely going to be a core guy, kind of building block guy moving forward for the Falcons.
We're talking to Jim Nagy, executive director of the Senior Bowl and NFL draft analyst on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, WaveForward.com hotline. Desmond Trufant was released the other day, or he's about to be released. To you, does that signal that the Falcons are going to get a cornerback? Is that going to be in the first round or the second round? How do you see that playing out for the Atlanta Falcons?
I wouldn't take one in the first round, Hugh. You know, Jeffrey Okuda from Ohio State's a really good player. I think there's a drop off there. You know, that second tier, the names you hear about, T.J. Henderson at Florida, I do like him. He's a good player. that second tier of like Christian Fulton from LSU and Trayvon Diggs from Alabama. I'm not saying this because I'm on in Atlanta right now, but I would wait till the, you know, somewhere in the late second or third and get Kendall Vildor from Georgia Southern. I think he's a better player than some of those guys that are being talked about above him. He's played outside of Georgia Southern. He's played some nickel. He's got great ball skills. He's a really good athlete. He's a competitor. We had him in the Senior Bowl here about 6 weeks ago now. And had a great week of practice, had a pick in the game. I just think that a guy like Vildor, you're going to get a lot more value rather than reaching for one of these big names that's in, you know, a bunch of these mock drafts late in the first round. Not only the value, I just think Kendall's a better player than a lot of those guys.
I'm talking with Jim Nagy, Executive Director of the Senior Bowl, NFL Draft Analyst. Jim, let's go to the other guy that's about to be released, Devontae Freeman. How do you rate the running backs now? Is it Jonathan Taylor, DeAndre Swift, J.K. Dobbins? Who falls into the second round? Cam Akers had a really good combine. Is he going to be available late second round or into the third? What do you see from that core of running backs available in the draft who the Falcons might be able to look at?
Yeah, I think you hit on all the names, and it just depends on what Atlanta wants to be in the run game. Jonathan Taylor is a big back, but he doesn't particularly run real big. What he does, he's got excellent vision. He's a one-cut runner, and he's got home run speed. For a guy, you know, in 230s, pushing 240, this guy was a 10.5, 100-meter guy coming out of high school. Ran 4.39 at the combine, so he's got elite size, elite speed, and excellent vision. Is he going to be that guy that hits it up between the tackles? He's not that guy. People want to assume that because of his size, but, you know, more of a stretch outside zone runner. He sees it really well. Dobbins, to me, is the guy that's being overlooked. I do think he brings you some of that inside run ability, kind of like Devontae. What I loved about Devontae coming out of Florida State was just how hard he ran. He ran hungry. And Dobbins has some ability that way, really good after contact. And then Swift, everyone up in Atlanta knows DeAndre Swift. And what's intriguing to me about him is he goes to Athens and you know, can't get on the field that first year as a in the backfield because of Sony and Chubb, but he immediately lines up in the slot, which tells me that he's really smart. He picked it up right out of high school, the pass game concepts, which not a lot of guys can do. So he's got great versatility that way. So in terms of versatility, DeAndre Swift probably has the best of that group.
Sports Radio 929 The Game. We're talking to Jim Nagy, Executive Director of the Senior Bowl, NFL Draft Analyst on the WayForward.com hotline. With that 16th pick, that we've been doing a lot of speculation this morning about who are the Falcons going to take at that pass rusher spot. Who do you potentially see them taking with that 16th pick?
Well, the ideal scenario would be if Javon Kinlaw fell to him, the South Carolina defensive tackle. I just don't see that happening. I think Kinlaw's going to end up in the top 10 somewhere because it's hard to find those interior guys. Again, this is going to be a group that you might want to wait on, you know, because you got guys like A.J. Epenesa from Iowa, who is a good football player when you put on the tape, probably not 16 overall, you know, and then he struggled a little bit athletically at the combine. There's actually some thought that his he might be a better rusher inside because he doesn't have that, you know, elite takeoff speed and burst off the edge that you want. So, you know, again, pass rush is another. There's some good ones. Value is going to be, you know, second, third round. But at 16, that's going to be a tough area for the Falcons to really get the value. I think they just need to go after best player regardless of position. I think it's great when your need marries up with best player. That doesn't happen very often. And I think that at 16, you're still up there high enough where you really, truly have to take the best player available.
And Jim Nagy, we were talking about that, whether or not that might signal the Falcons could trade down 5, 6, 7 spots, still get a really good player that they need and pick up another pick to make up for what they lost in the deal for Hurst.
Yeah, I think that would probably be the smartest way to go. Again, if you have trust in your scouting process, you're going to be able to this year's draft is really good on day two. If I were the Falcons, I'd be trying to move and stockpile as many day two picks as I can, because once you get past, you know, once you get out of that top 8, 9, 10, you know, you can get a lot of the same player in that second round, early third round area.
Jim Nagy, is there a player, though, that outside of that 8, 9, 10 that is sneaky good that nobody's really paying attention to that's going to be potentially a star in this league that maybe late first round or maybe even early into the second round? Is there somebody that you think everybody's kind of missing on?
Yeah, you know, there's actually a lot of guys that fall into that category in terms of who's being talked about right now in the media. But a guy that just pops to my head is the guy Denzel Mims, the receiver from Baylor. You know, he's a guy that this receiver class is really getting a lot of hype, and deservedly so. It's very deep. There's not a Julio Jones in this class. I actually think Henry Ruggs at Alabama is going to be the best receiver from this group. But Denzel Mims is a guy that again, another guy we had in the Senior Bowl. Not trying to sound self-serving, but he had a great week in Mobile, and then he goes to the combine, and at 6'3", 207, 208 pounds, you know, he runs 4.38 officially. I had him 4.32 on my watch, and then he ran a 6.6, 6.3 cone, which for someone 6'3" is ridiculous change. And what you love about him in Mobile is you don't see a lot of guys in the Big 12 face press man coverage, which you guys know. I mean, they're going to see a ton of it at the next level. And Denzel had no problem with it. He's big, he's long, he's quick. So he can get off, he can get separation at the top of route. So, you know, you're hearing a lot of Jerry Jeudy and T. Higgins and guys like that, a lot of talk of those guys in the first round. To me, Denzel Mims is a guy in these first two stages of the draft process really separated himself.
And yeah, I needed to probably clarify that a little bit because obviously the Falcons are not in the wide receiver business. More to the defensive end spot. Is there a guy in that defensive end spot, a Bradley and I, for example, that nobody's talking about that actually could be the third best or fourth best defensive end available?
Yeah, when I was talking about value, Bradley's a guy that definitely fits in that area. You know, he's a guy very similar to Nick Bosa. Now, I'm not putting him in Nick Bosa's class entirely as a player, you know, but Nick wasn't the most explosive guy. He wasn't the longest guy, but he had great hands, and he really knew how to rush. And Hugh, as you know, I mean, that means everything. Guys, there's some guys that just know how to rush and have a feel for it, and some guys don't. And Bradley and I have all that same stuff Bosa has in terms of the hand use and just knowing how to set guys up and when to counter and feeling pressure. He was great down here at the Senior Bowl, had a couple sacks in the game. He's Utah's all-time leading sacker. You know, he's the Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year. So in a role, especially getting him on the field as a rookie, he's gonna be on the field on sub downs, and he knows how to rush. He's not gonna be one of these guys that, you know, really has that transition period trying to figure out how to use his hands against offensive linemen that mm-hmm. actually know how to use their hands, which isn't the case in college football. Most guys in college football, offensive linemen don't know how to use their hands. So he'll transition quickly as a rusher. And then what you get down the road on first and second down, I think that remains to be seen, but I think right away, if you need pass rush help, Bradley and I would be a good one.
Jim, we appreciate your expertise. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.